Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Our text for tonight is John 18, 1 through 11. And this Lenten season, we will give a closer consideration to the passion of our Lord Jesus from the Gospel of John as we will focus on chapters 18 and 19, Jesus' betrayal and arrest, Jesus facing Annas and Caiaphas, Jesus before Pilate, Jesus delivered, Jesus crucified, Jesus' death and burial. We'll especially consider the divine majesty and glory of Jesus that's hidden under his suffering and death. It is our prayer that through this focus on these events that God, the Holy Spirit, will work through the Word and strengthen our faith and imprint the image of Christ crucified and risen in our minds and our hearts and on our conscience. Tonight we are in the garden. The passion begins and ends in gardens, different gardens. Soon Jesus will be brought to a garden on the other side of Jerusalem with a new tomb. But now Jesus and his disciples are in the Garden of Gethsemane, an olive grove on the west-facing slope of the Mount of Olives, just east of the city. Jesus has washed his disciples' feet this night. He has instituted his Holy Supper and fed them his holy body and blood for the forgiveness of their sins, as he does for his disciples in this place tonight. He's prayed for his disciples and warned them multiple times of all the things that will happen. And when all this is finished, the disciples leave the upper room and they travel east out of Jerusalem, down through the Kidron Valley and into the garden. Jesus asked the disciples to pray with him, but they sleep. Well, his agony begins. Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. Three times he prays with the sweat like great drops of blood. Father's answer is clear. There's no other way, son. Every time Jesus returns to the disciples, he sees the answer right before his face, as the disciples can't even stay awake for a little while and pray. There's no way we can save ourselves. And so Jesus will drink this cup of suffering, this cup of God's anger over sin, and the angels comfort him. And he rises from prayer and goes to find the 11 disciples. Judas, who had left earlier that evening, while they were still in the upper room, arranged for the betrayal. Now he comes to the place with soldiers and officials from the Sanhedrin. Judas indicates to the group which man to arrest by greeting him with a kiss. And then Jesus addresses these soldiers. Let's pay particular attention tonight to this conversation. Now, it has often been noted that John gives us 7 I am statements from Jesus. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. In the Greek, the I am is ego am I. These are keys to understanding the Gospel of John and to understanding who Jesus is and what Jesus has come to do. Very importantly, they remind us of the conversation Moses had with the Lord in the burning bush when he says, I am who I am, and in the Septuagint translation of Exodus 3:14, ego am I. Jesus is the Lord, the God of God, light of light, and very God of very God, as we would confess in the Nicene Creed. What sometimes is missed is the number of other times in John's Gospel when Jesus says, ego am I. I am. Not I am something, I am a door or a way, but simply I am. This gets hidden in our English versions or translations of the Bible, like tonight where they translated, I am He, and yet the Greek is very clear, just ego am I. I am. Misses the significance. Jesus is claiming to be God. Before Abraham was, I am. From now on, I am telling you before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you will believe that I am, ego am I. And so here in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is about to say this again twice. And two very different things happen. It is truly amazing. The soldiers come to Jesus. Whom do you seek? Jesus asks. Jesus of Nazareth, they declare. Jesus says, I am, ego am I. With that word, Jesus reveals the truth of who he is, and he demonstrates the power of his divine majesty as the very word knocks them over. At that word, all the soldiers drew back and fell on the ground. It's like they were hit by a tornado. Lanterns drop, spears and swords fly, men falling all over the place, and a cloud of dust. This is a miracle, a wonder, a sign. One little word, and they became like bowling pins. But they are not destroyed. They stand up, dust themselves up, off, pick up their spears, a little dazed, maybe a little more shy and sheepish about how they're going to answer the question when Jesus says, whom do you seek? You can see them maybe falling back a little bit, being a little more tentative, pushing someone out in the front to say it for them. Someone grits his teeth, grasp their sword and plant their feet. Jesus of Nazareth, they respond. And Jesus says it again. I told you that I am. Ego am I. This time, though, nothing happens. No one falls over. No one teeters. The first I am sent them flying. The second I am doesn't move them at all. The first I am shows that Jesus is God in flesh. The second I am shows that Jesus is not using his divine power to protect and serve himself. The first I am demonstrates that Jesus could avoid the cross very easily. The second I am shows that he won't. That he is willing and quietly led like a sheep to be slaughtered. The first I am is a miracle of God's power. The second I am is a miracle of God's weakness. And this is the greater miracle. And the greater wonder. And the greater gift. The creator of the universe, the one who spoke and the sun and the moon and the stars jumped right into their place. The one who said to the storming sea, be still, and it stopped. The one who spoke to demon-possessed men and the demons jumped out. The one who spoke and those who were dead came out of their tombs or rose up. The one whose word simply was spoken and disease and everything else fled from their bodies. That haunted and caused them troubles, is standing there in the middle of the garden. The one who spoke and all that exists came to be is about to be arrested. This one spoke, and the band of soldiers is repelled and knocked over, and he is safe. This is no surprise. But this one speaks again, and nothing happens. The soldiers are still standing. They approach Jesus. Nothing happens. They touch him. Nothing happens. They grab him. They bind him. Nothing happens to them. They led him away to Annas and Caiaphas for an illegal trial. Nothing happens. They strike him in the face. They spit on him. They pull out his beard. They strip him. They whip him. They drag him to Golgotha. And nothing happens. They crucify him. And there is no resistance. No fighting back. No knocking them over with a word. It is all weakness and suffering, and it is all for us, for our sins, for our salvation. Behold this miracle of weakness. Behold this wonder of humility. Behold the suffering of God for sinners, for us, as he suffers only for sinners. This, after all, is why Jesus came. Why God took up flesh and blood so that there's a back to whip and a brow to crown and hands and feet to nail and blood to spill to carry our sin and our sorrow to be the King of our salvation. Jesus shows his love for us in the ego am I, the I am, the one that doesn't knock the soldiers over. So, dear saints, whom do you seek tonight? Jesus of Nazareth? We ask, are you our Savior? And he says to us, I am, ego am I. Jesus, are you a friend of sinners? I am. Ego am I. Jesus, are you the light and hope? I am. Jesus, are you for me and for you? I am. Ego am I. Are you in with and under the bread and wine for our salvation, for our forgiveness tonight? I am. Ego am I. In this promise, we have peace between God and man. In the ego am I, the I am, God dwelt among us and gave his life up for us and gives himself to us. And that alone, as Pastor Meyer used to love saying, makes life worth living and death safe dying. In Jesus' precious name, we rejoice. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.